News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Climate Change Advisory Council wants urgent action to incentivise more tree planting. We're joined by their chair, Mary Donnelly. Mary, why do we need to plant more trees in Ireland?
But trees, apart from the fact that they're very beautiful to look at, are very important from a climate perspective because they absorb the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. And so they act as a sink. And this helps us to achieve our objectives in terms of climate change by taking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and cooling the planet. Now, under normal circumstances, countries will have a forest stand, which will act as a sink. So it will draw the carbon dioxide out of the air, and it will benefit the other actions that are taken in terms of, for example, reducing fossil fuels and eliminating carbon dioxide emissions. Unfortunately, in Ireland, our forest is shrinking and risks becoming a source of emissions, so the opposite turnaround way, rather than being a sink. And this is why it's very urgent policies in place to increase the number of trees being planted are effective and deliver against the targets that the government has set.
Very briefly, Mary, just explain to us, how does it become a source of carbon emissions?
So basically, at a certain point in time, if you currently are absorbing, let's say, 100 units, and your forest stand diminishes, that will drop, let's say, to 80 or 70 units. So you've actually lost the capacity to absorb the carbon dioxide. And indeed, as you cut the forest, you release some carbon dioxide as well.
Okay.
So the combination of that is shrinking forest sand and the harvesting system means that you're releasing carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
So where are we going wrong? Because I remember now, it is a number of years ago, we had all these kind of schemes that you could invest in forestry and you could, you know, over 20 years and so on. Have they died off? Or where are we going wrong?
So in actual fact, I think, and one has to acknowledge in fairness, that we do have a financially large budget there for forestry. But the problem is that the policies in place in order to get people to plant forests are not working. So the communication with both farmers and non-farmers who can plant forests, the administrative procedures and the hurdles in terms of getting, and the number of licenses that you need if you're going to manage a forest, the timelines, the uncertainties in terms of how long it will take, means that we're just not getting the planting rate out there that we need. I mean, the target is 8,000 hectares a year. At the moment, we're running at about 1,500. So wow, we're well behind and have been over the last...
So what needs to happen? What would you like to see happen?
So it's very important that the policy is adjusted, that the outreach from the department to farmers and indeed to non-farmers to make plantations that are necessary there, to use the licenses once they're given, and once the forestry is in place, that we end up with a situation of forests that can return a very good return to the investors in terms of the quality of the wood that's produced, harvested, and then subsequently used in our own economy. So, for example, we can be using that wood for timber framed construction of houses, which are in real need in the country. We can be using that as a substitute for the imported wood that we take and have it produced ourselves, and do a cyclical return into the economy here in Ireland.
So taxation and regulation, are they the two levers you'd like to see exercised?
It's even above taxation and regulation. Regulation is always an issue, and any administrative burden that's there needs to be looked at and has to be streamlined and certainty provided in terms of timelines for licenses that are required. But it's also a question of communication as to what is the return that's available to investors in this space, be they farmers or non-farmers, because the communication hasn't been positive. The outreach hasn't been sufficient to communicate with people as to what's involved, what's the benefit, what's the return to them, and what the benefit is to the country from these forests.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.